I'm still popped up on the annual theme. I don't want to give away my thunder for next Sunday. But boy, I want us to be luminaries, if that's such a word. We want to be, we want to move our spiritual community into this bright, fantastic new era that we have. And guess what? It's going to begin with us claiming the name Spirit whispers to us. What are we to be? How are we to show up? Yeah. And we're going to listen today. We're going to listen and see if we get that spark, that clue, that feeling that projects us out and to do what is for us to do in this upcoming year. So this is our White Stone service. And I forgot to say it. Good morning for anyone who might just be tuning in to hear this message this morning. In ancient times, receiving a new name symbolized a new identity, a new consciousness, a new beginning. So it's a symbol of a clean slate. And as was the custom back in those times, when one was set free from prison, they were given a white stone. And on this white stone was a new name or a name. And they carried that stone as proof for everyone to see that they had completed their obligation and that their slate was clean and that they were free. So the white stone represents purity, clarity, and spiritual authority. Now, the name that we write on it symbolizes inner guidance that arises when we are free. Now, last week, I hope a lot of you attended the Burning Bowl service. Last week, we experienced release, didn't we? Letting go of that might be holding us back from our true identity, from our true self, from our spiritual nature. And so this week, what we're going to do, we're going to reinforce the rebirth of our souls. I don't know about you, but behind releasing, I felt a great lift in spirit. And I want to go forth, and I want to sit, and I want to listen, and I want to hear what my name is, what I want to follow for this upcoming year. Now, when you receive the name that Spirit gives you, and we're going to go through several things before we get to that point. But when you receive it, what I want you to do is not just look at it and say, oh, okay. I want you to research it. See what that word means. See what if it's a biblical name, see what that biblical, boy, my mouth this morning, okay, let's get it together. See what that biblical name stands for. If you're not familiar, we have what is called the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. And there's some in the library. Well, the library right now is not open for you to check it out, but you can look and see what that name that you will be given means. And that will give you some idea of your direction for the year. So, I want you to take the stone out of the... Everyone got a little packet this morning, didn't you? If you don't have one, raise your hand and we'll make sure you have. Okay, we need one back here. Could we get another packet? And there's someone coming in the door, make sure that they have a packet also. You should have something, a Sharpie to write on, and but don't bother with the card just now. You can read that later in your own time. But what I want you to do while I'm talking and during the service, I want you to take your stone and I want you to hold it in your hand. That's feeding it energy. That's feeding it energy. And not only you're feeding it energy, but you're also, you know, everything is alive. Everything is alive. And it's also feeding you energy. And this is what we're going to do. So I want you to hold it and, you know, just kind of meet your stone and get familiar with it. Get a feel for it as I talk and as we go through this exercise. Revelations 2:7, verse 17 says, to the one who overcomes, I will give a white stone, and on the stone a name is written. No one knows except the one who receives it. Now the metaphysical meaning of overcoming is rising above. It's being lifted up into spiritual consciousness or Christ consciousness. And the new name, that's your spiritual identity unfolding. Now, it may not come to you today as we go through this, but when it does appear, I know one year I held mine, and for a couple of mornings I had to pick it up, and as I did my prayer work, and finally by the end of the week, it came to me what my name was, and I wrote it on my stone. So don't be discouraged if it doesn't come to you right away. Just keep holding your stone and keep filling the energy of your stone. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, along with his wife Myrtle, says, in Hebrew, the name of every person or thing represents its character. Represents its character. Yeah. I want to tell you a modern day parable. And it's about the sculpture and the hidden form. So a sculptor was once asked, how could he create such beautiful statues? And he replied, I simply remove everything that is not the masterpiece. So when asked, well, how do you know what to remove? He said, the form is already inside. I just listen. That's the same with us here. It's already in us. It's there waiting for us to acknowledge and awaken it. It's already in there waiting for us to listen. We get so busy with the world, don't we? With all the stuff going on, all the news reports, sometimes we can get caught up. But when we take time to lay all that stuff aside and just listen to our inner being, the guidance is there, the peace is there, the love is there, and you'll be able to move through any experiences that you find yourself in. So, Charles Fillmore also in his material wrote, spiritual understanding the inner meaning or deeper meaning of things proves that the name of a great character carries his name, potency, or power, and that wherever that name is repeated silently or audibly, his attributes become manifest. That's what we're looking for, aren't we? When you receive your name, repeat it silently, say it often, listen to it in your prayer work, bring it up, write it on a piece of paper or keep your stone near where you do your prayer work and let it speak to you. We're looking for a manifestation of that brilliant light that is within each and every one of us, so that we may do as the disciples were bid to do, go about, or the apostles, carrying on this work of acknowledging the Christ in each and every soul on this earth plane. So, I didn't prepare Sarah for this, but we're gonna, in the midst of this right now, we're going to go into a little meditation as you hold your stone, but first we're going to affirm, first we're going to affirm that we're going to let go, that we're going to take this time apart, that we're going to listen. So what I want you to do is take a slow, easy breath in, and as you release it, allow your body to soften. Sometimes when we tense up, our shoulders are all tense, but feel your shoulders release, relax into your seats right here, right now. And if you feel any tension in your jaw, just relax it, let it go. Tell your whole being that it's okay to take this time apart. Breathe in and breathe out. Do it normally, do it naturally. Gentle breath in, a gentle breath out. Slowly feel yourself moving from your head down into your heart region. Focusing there, feeling the warmth, feeling the fire, feeling the heat of spirit. And as you bring your awareness to the center of your being, to that quiet place, we're in that space where spirit speaks. I want you to imagine your body beginning to glow. Breathing in and breathing out. You've moved into that space of your true identity. And as you take a moment to rest in this light, gently ask yourself, Holy Spirit, who am I becoming? What quality are you calling forth in me? What name reflects my next expression on this earth plane. Do not strain for an answer. Simply listen. Allow the response to rise in its own time. Like a word floating to the surface, a feeling in your heart, or an image unfolding in your mind. Whatever name, quality, or phrase that has begun to emerge, welcome it with openness. Trust that whatever comes carries the vibration of your becoming. Maybe it's bold, maybe it's subtle, maybe it's unexpected. Know you are worthy of whatever spirit whispers to you. Word, a phrase, a quality, a symbol, a biblical name. Take another slow, deep breath. Feel this new name settling in your awareness, not as a label, but as a calling. Nothing has come, fear not. Just hold your stone periodically throughout the week. Take some time listening. Our name resonates in our hearts, in our mind, and in our spirit. Allow it to guide you gently toward the life that is ready to unfold. And as we prepare to come back into a space of awareness, bring with you the quiet knowing of the name Spirit has placed upon your heart. And when you are ready, take a moment to write your new name on your stone remember, there's no right or wrong. The name is for you alone. It may make sense now, or it may unfold over time. Take a deep breath with me. As you enter into this new year of 2026, enter it with confidence and spiritual authority. The name on your stone is a guiding light for the months ahead. Keep it somewhere visible as a reminder of your spiritual identity. Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, "Behold, all things have become new." And we are new creatures in Christ. As our name is unfolded unto us. So go forth not only this day, but moving forward, know you are continually renewed in Christ's consciousness. Say yes to the Spirit who calls you to be. Dear God, we're so grateful this morning that when our hearts are open and receptive and listening to the whisperings and to the message that you place on our hearts this morning, we are grateful. So we give you thanks for this day, for this year, for this century, for this eternity, and for this and all things as we go forward, promoting your word, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Our affirmation this morning, it's in your insert. I say yes to who Spirit calls me to be. Let's affirm those words together. I say yes to whom Spirit calls me to be. And then I want you to think of someone that you want to share this message with. Bring them up in your, you can visualize them being right here in this very room with you. See their face light up as you affirm to them, you say, let's affirm it together. You say yes to whose spirit calls you to be. And hold that vibration. Know it's going out, reaching and touching. And then as a sense of community, we have work to do. We're illuminaries. We're going to illuminate the universe. And let's affirm this using we together. We say yes to whose spirit calls us to be. And it is so, and so it is. Yes.